comrades. It's Wednesday hump day, April 6th, and it's time for Freedom Frenzy. My name's Jerry DeMars, and of course, as usual, I'm joined by Jennifer Renee Hodges. She's my co-host, and together we do this wild and wacky two-hour segment of your day, hopefully, to where we're trying to steer you toward liberty, trying to maybe push some of the stumbling blocks out of the way and put some resources in front of you that's going to make it much easier for you to deal with the turmoil that lies ahead. And that turmoil is probably on many, many different levels. And I hope that you can appreciate the very eclectic approach that we have to that situation, because if we didn't have an eclectic approach, we'd undoubtedly be leaving more out than we probably are now. So, I have a little bit of unfinished business. Actually, this is unfinished business from 2 days ago. A personal friend of mine had contacted me and actually had been asking me to promote the presence or the appearance of a friend of his on another RBN show. And that's Jeffrey Bennett's Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz, which airs at 7 p.m. in the evening every day. Now, the gentleman that I'm talking about appearing on Jeffrey Bennett's show, his name is Roger Sales. And although, and I still intend, but although I've not heard these programs myself, I've been told that they are quite remarkable. And if you've not heard them, and I know there's a lot of people here on RBN that listen throughout the day, and you may know exactly what I'm talking about, but if you haven't heard, I would suggest to you that you go to the archives and get the last 2 days programming. That would be the Monday night show and the Tuesday night show, and listen to them. I feel so much better now that I've sort of fulfilled that obligation that I neglected to take care of Monday morning and Tuesday morning. Whew. All right, dear, what have you got for us today?
Well, some interesting bits that I think will be of interest to our audience. I do want to say somebody has been trying to get in touch with me. He got a traffic ticket or some sort of citation and would like to compare notes with me. And I have to confess that my life as a homeschooling housewife activist means there are no extra minutes in the day. So I would advise this person to call into the show. Maybe his questions can be of benefit to the rest of our audience. And really, preparing for this show and doing it for 2 hours is about all the activism I seem capable of committing to my public audience at the moment. So my apologies that I have not been able to personally phone you. I don't think that situation is going to improve, and your court date is quickly approaching. I think the 11th is what you said it was. And I can't think of your name at the minute, but if you're out there and you have a question about your traffic citation, please call in. Now is when you would have my undivided attention, and perhaps the question you have could offer some help to our audience. So that's all I got to say about that, Jerry. And Jerry, of course, working with me, knows how difficult it can be to contact me apart from the show.
Yes, and she's not exaggerating one iota. You know, before we kick the show off, dear, I've actually not had a whole lot of sleep the last two nights because of some of the information that I've been reading about what's going on economically. And I want to get everybody's attention so that when we come back and start into Hit and Run News today, I've got a little quote that's attributed to Jim Rogers, you know, the multimillionaire, the guy that sits over there in, I think, what, Hong Kong, and trades currencies and whatnot. Oh, he had an interesting comment very, very recently, and it's playing out right now. And I think you ought to be aware of this comment if you haven't heard it. So we're going to take that up first thing when we come back to Hit and Run News. And we've got a break coming up here in just a moment, don't we, dear?
Be sure enough.
There's that music. So, hey, go get something warm to drink. Get a comfortable chair. We got 2 hours to go. We'll be right back.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org.
Okay, comrades, we've got so much stuff to offer today, and that's not to rule you guys out calling in and weighing in, but I wanted to give you this comment that is attributed to Jim Rogers, and I say attributed because I didn't see a YouTube video where this came out of his face, all right? Anyway, it's reported that Jim Rogers said that when the euro broke down through a $1.40 twice and held, which it's done, and that gold has broken through $14.40 an ounce and held, which it's done remarkably, because it's at $14.55 an ounce right now, that it was a sign that the dollar was very near its end. It seems that he might be close on that prediction. Gold being now over $14.50, and the euro has held that $1.41 figure, and now the dollar is trending down dramatically. Chinese are raising rates. The yen, of course, is spinning out of control. Have you really thought about how your life is going to change when the manure we have been talking about hits that rotary ventilating device? And it does so full force. Well, have you? Because it looks like it's going to be coming here very shortly, fast and furious. And I tell you that so that you'll understand this. There is literally going to be a fight for freedom ahead of us. When this crisis plays out, you know and I know, the government is going to try to use it to take further control over our lives. And all of the takers out there, you know what I'm talking about, those living on government largesse are going to be screaming at the top of their lungs for government to do something. And government will make an effort to comply. That's what governments do. So, what I want you to take away from this little diatribe of mine is, what are we free-minded people going to do? Think about that. I don't think I'm as prepared as I could be, and I suspect there's a number of people out there that aren't as prepared as they could be. Caveat emptor. That's all I have to say about that. Back to you, dear.
Well, Jerry, I actually started this rant before when we were on break, but the ACLU is once again stepping up to the plate of real liberty, shockingly enough. And we talked yesterday about how strange bedfellows are created in mutual strivings for having our own little patch of space for our life and liberty on this planet called Earth. And Peoria, Illinois, apparently has a law that anyone who records enforcement officers acting in their official capacity has just awarded themselves a felony status. Recently, a man was arrested in Peoria, and the Journal Star reported on Tuesday that the Peoria County Sheriff's Department booked this person accused of using a cell phone to record police while being arrested. The person has yet to be formally charged. And under the Illinois Eavesdropping Act, anyone who records audio without consent can face a felony charge, unless you're working for Homeland Security, in which case you get a raise. Enhanced charges could be filed if someone records law enforcement acting in official capacity. Then you're really in trouble. Here's my question. First of all, of course, this is completely unconstitutional, and I can blather on. But when you consider other organizations like the Family Research Council, which raises a whole bunch of money, and when a Republican's in office, wields a whole bunch of power, why do we never hear their name connected with these sorts of situations? Why is the ACLU the one stepping up to the plate? That really chaps my hide. really. I mean, these people are such obvious sellouts. Let me just tell you guys, if you are giving your money to some kind of faith, family, organization, or liberty industry, you might as well take it in the backyard and burn it, because it would do less harm if that's what you did with it. That's my two cents.
Well, halfway around the world, there's a story out this morning that the seawater in the area near the nuclear reactor disaster, I was trying to think of a worse word, but I couldn't think of a worse word than disaster, has soared to 7.5 million times the so-called legal limit. And although it has been reported that workers have stopped a highly radioactive leak into the Pacific off Japan's flooded nuclear complex earlier today, a fish was caught last Friday midway between Fukushima and Tokyo that contained dangerously high levels of radioactive iodine and high levels of radioactive cesium. This catch has prompted Japan to announce its first legal limits for radiation in fish, according to the Associated Press. Previously, Japan had said it was enough to ban fishing in the near proximity of the nuclear plant. Japan also just announced a huge surge in ocean contamination as radioactive iodine-131 at that 7.5 million times the legal limit level was found near the plant, according to the Japanese Times. Yesterday, levels were only 5 million times the legal limit. Ocean contamination will undoubtedly get worse. Yesterday, TEPCO commenced a plan to dump 11,500 tons of radioactive water into the ocean, and it said a leak of even more toxic water could last for months. Some scientists are already suggesting that we'll see evidence of genetic mutation in some of the affected species. Japan, like the Gulf of Mexico during the oil spill, faces a serious economic blow to its fishing industry if it dries up. There you go, babe.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, I've got, I know I do this sporadically and increasingly, but today in history. Are you curious, Jerry?
Well, sure.
Okay, today is April 6th. On April 6th, 1909, American explorers Robert E. Perry and Matthew A. Henson and four Inuits became the first men to reach the North Pole. I guess the four Inuits weren't important enough to actually give us their name. I think that's kind of funny. Robert E. Perry. We get all three names, at least the middle initial for the two white guys, Matthew A. Henson, and four Inuits. On April 6, 1830, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was organized by Joseph Smith in New York. Kind of interesting. On April 6, 1862, the Civil War Battle of Shiloh began in Tennessee as Confederate forces launched a surprise attack against Union troops. Okay, 1886, the Canadian city of Vancouver, British Columbia was incorporated. 1896, on April 6th, the first modern Olympic Games formally opened in Athens, Greece. Here's an interesting one. April 6, 1917. Jerry, what happened?
April 6, 1917?
Yep.
The United States entered World War One.
That's right. Congress approved a declaration of war against Germany. April 6, 1945, during World War II, the Japanese warship Yamato and nine other vessels sailed on a suicide mission to attack the U.S. fleet off Okinawa. Sorry, I know I kind of butchered that. The fleet was intercepted the next day. Man, the Japanese and their suicide missions.
Well, you have to understand that a lot of people have a different viewpoint on the value of life and what it's all about. And doing that, the what do they call the kamikazes, the divine wind?
Well, I don't think so much it's a lack of value for life, but a sense of honor and a sense of defending innocent life of their own people, I would say, because in the aftermath of their tsunami, no single story of looting. Every picture I see of rescue missions are for really old people, where in America, they'd be like, all right, let's set up an abortion clinic for anybody who's pregnant. That's nice and sweet. We can do is murder the next generation, as Planned Parenthood did following September 11th. And if you're over 70, man, I'm not really going to work for it. You know, I mean, come on. Okay.
Oh, I thought you were going to say every man for themselves. That's where I thought you were going to go with that.
Oh,
I should have known better. I should have known better because I know what your focus is. Yes, I know what your focus is.
If you're young or old or almost an oxygen thief, come to my house. I will feed you. In 1965, on April 6th, the United States launched the Intelsat 1, also known as the Early Bird Communication Satellite, into orbit. In 1971, Russian-born composer Stravinsky, at the age of 88, died in New York City. April 6, 1985, a man by the name of William J. Schroeder became the first artificial heart recipient to be discharged from the hospital. So I like the way they word that. He made it long enough that we could kick him out of the hospital bed.
I wonder if he made it home. Did he?
He apparently did make it to his Louisville, Kentucky apartment.
Oh, all right.
So where he went from there, I don't really know. The other stuff is kind of more recent and is just going to raise more anger and discontent and about our ongoing war on terror. So I'll just...
And you're just going to leave us hanging like that, huh? Okay. Well, we're going to take a break, folks. You guys hang on like I'm going to hang on. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Comrades, I want to start off this segment by asking for your advice. My youngest daughter called me this morning, and she was headed into the city of Manhattan. And because of some contacts she has there, and it's because of a topic that we've talked about before, she wanted to know what kind of gold and silver testing kit that I wanted her to pick up for me, because she can get it wholesale. Now, I don't really know anything much about what I would be looking for, and I told her basically the capacity that I would like to gain, and she doesn't know anything about it either, quite frankly, except for a little bit that she's been exposed to because she's worked at a pawn shop. But I want to be able to take what is being delivered to me purportedly as bullion coins, gold and silver, and I want to be able to test them for to make sure that they are indeed what they're purported to be and not some of this counterfeit coinage that's entering the country, also purportedly from China. So if you've got an idea of what kind of kit I need, and I understand that these things are sold pretty readily, and particularly nowadays, if you've got a manufacturer and a model number, that might even be helpful. So, you know, give us a call at 1-800-313-9443 and help me out. Well, we got a couple of callers in the queue, dear. You want to do that or you want to do more news stuff?
No, let's go ahead and take the callers because we're already through hitting news, and they might want to talk about Schofield.
They might. Let's go to Jared in Arizona. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
I was listening to your guys talking yesterday about the Bible and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard
we weren't talking about the Bible per se. We were addressing some of the antics and pranks of one Cyrus I. Schofield.
Yeah, don't they call that like the Schofield Bible?
Yeah, Schofield Reference Bible. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I was wondering, I heard a conversation a little while ago where they were saying that there was a time when giant evil angels fell from heaven and committed adultery with human women.
The actual text says the sons of God basically intermarried with the daughters of men. That's what the text says. Now, who those people are?
Well, we don't know that there was any marrying going on. I don't know that it actually specified that there.
Well, what we do know, reading straight from the text, the phrases of connotation, the predicate nominatives, if you will, are sons of God and daughters of men. Now, who those people are precisely, I cannot tell you because the text does not say. I can sit here and conjecture all day, but I can't give you any facts beyond what's written in the text. I believe, what is that, Genesis 5? I'll have to open my Bible here. But go ahead. What did you want to ask about that?
Well, I wanted to ask because these people were saying that they were giants of some type. Like Goliath was one of those. Is that correct? Do you know?
I think that you can postulate that there were giants in the land because the text says that. Also, my husband's father is an aerospace engineer. He's actually kind of internationally famous in his field. And he has a friend who did a massive amount of archaeological study on Noah and believes he has found the remains of or found their burial site for Noah and his wife. And the site was excavated and a thumb bone was found that was at least twice the size of a thumb bone for a human today or any human post-flood found in archaeological remains. So he believes that Noah was twice the size of any human walking around today and that people were just much, much bigger pre-flood. Now, we can conjecture whether or not Noah was related to these people. I have no idea, but that's all I can tell you. I can only recite back to you what the text says. I don't know any facts.
Well, you know, dear, there isn't a significant body of archaeological evidence that supports that there was a huge number of giants in the land. There really isn't.
I agree, which why it made it all the more interesting that this burial site that did appear to be Noah and his wife's burial site, and then the excavation found this thumb bone that was massive and would seem to indicate that Noah and his wife were of significantly larger proportion than today's humans. I just find that interesting. Now, whether in proportion with their fellow mankind, were they normal and then the giants were even bigger, I don't know. Is Greek mythology really about some of these giants? I mean, I don't know. There's nothing I can tell you except to recite back to you what you can read for yourself.
And there is what one section in the book of Jeremiah, if I recall correctly, and that may not be correct. I'm a more concepts guy than the chapter and verse kind of guy. But when the Israelites were taking the land of Canaan, at one point they sent out scouts to check out the lay of the land, and the scouts came back and said, wow, those people are giants. So there must have been some somewhere.
Then I also wanted to ask, you were saying earlier that there was something that we might need to prepare for, but I didn't really understand what you were saying that it was.
Well, I thought it was actually kind of obvious. I was talking about the collapse of the dollar into nothingness and the resulting chaos that would come as a happenstance beyond that. We're going to have to cut away to a break. We'll be right back, guys.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
All right, comrades, we're back. And we've got Jared from Arizona. Jared, is there anything else that Jenny and I can straighten out for you?
You said that the yen's been, like, going crazy. I just wondered what you meant by that.
Going down in value, sir.
It's been going down.
Because they're doing exactly the same thing that all the other fiat currency generating central banks and across the planet are doing. They're puking brand new money into their economy so that they can maintain the status quo, and probably that should be more aptly termed continue the government that's in place.
What's been causing the euro to strengthen?
Well, it hasn't actually strengthened. It has just shown more strength than the other currencies that are continuing to decline in value relative to it. And see, I was talking to a person just yesterday about what's going on insofar as gold and silver and the United States dollar, and particularly the U.S. dollar index. And the interesting thing is even though we see gold and silver rocketing up in price, the dollar index, which is actually demonstrating weakness in the dollar, is that dollar index shows the dollar relative to other fiat currencies, a market basket of fiat currencies. Now, in reality, what it is really saying that paper-based money relative to other paper-based monies, it's actually shrinking in relative value, but the reality is they're all going in the toilet relative to things like gold and silver and any other commodity, quite frankly, although some of the things that I've read recently would have me believe that going forward, some of the baser metals like copper, aluminum, things that would be used in industrial manufacturing, for instance, are probably going to get hit in price because nobody's going to need them. Okay? All right, Jared, let us move on. We've got a bunch of people piling up behind you. Thank you for calling, though. It's been interesting. Our next caller is Kurt in Georgia. Good afternoon, sir. Oh, excuse me. I'm pushing the day by. Good morning still.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir. How about you?
Doing fine. This is directed to both of you guys. I've listened to you for about a couple weeks now. With, mm-hmm. Turned on to you guys from a friend of mine in West Virginia. And I actually was listening to your show yesterday and was interested in the comment that you made about Schofield. And I think Jenny said she was just disappointed that they actually were the ones who ended slavery. If I'm correct in assuming or remembering.
I didn't say they were the ones who ended slavery. I said I was very disappointed that they latched onto the abolitionist movement and were one of the people who kind of pushed abolition forward. I just felt like that was kind of the way the ACLU defends defends the idea of constitutionally restrained government. I'm just kind of like, where's all the rest of us people?
Yeah, exactly. And I was been studying on that a little bit. I don't have the documentation in front of me right now. I'm on the road. And my understanding of what has happened goes back a little further than that era. It goes back to what they call the 48ers.
Yeah.
And from what I remember is there was a group of communists, which the communism comes from the Jewish people, not the people as a whole, but as far as the banking sects. And they actually tried to do an overthrow in Hungary and Yugoslavia is what I understand, and they did not succeed, so they had to flee. They fled to the United States and started a party here, and the party that they actually started ended up being what they call the Red Republicans. And that's where, when Abraham Lincoln left the Whig Party and joined the Republican Party, he said there was no difference. He said, trust me, there was no difference, and because my platform is standing on what I want as a central bank.
Well, in reality, the Whig Party collapsed.
Yes. It did, but I think the Republican Party actually consumed the whole group, and they just moved over to it.
Yeah, and the thing that attracted Lincoln to the Republican Party was they were still very much in favor of Clay's American plan.
Yes. I just thought I would bring that up, that it's that the idea of slavery and Lincoln not wanting slavery was actually a fallacy. I mean, if you go to the Lincoln Memorial and go behind it and go under it, you know, there's a plaque there that states that if he could have actually kept slavery and saved the Union, he would have done it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he
said as much.
Slavery. He kept the Union by enslaving everyone.
And, he was presented a form of the Emancipation Proclamation very, very early on in the War of Northern Aggression.
Uh-huh.
And he said then when it was first put in front of him that he didn't have the authority to do that. But later it became politically necessary because they were not doing so well and they needed to be able to claim the moral high ground, and the other side of that coin was as they were hoping to foment an uprising in the southern states.
And the Emancipation Proclamation did not include slaves in Tennessee, I don't think. If I remember correctly, Johnson got a private...
Or in Ohio, or in New York, or in Indiana, or in the state of Maine. It didn't include any of those folks.
Right.
And I'm fond of telling people that they kept the buildings up in Washington, D.C. with a regular coat of whitewash, and they used slave labor all during the war. Isn't that interesting?
Yes. Thank you, Jerry. Hmm. Exactly.
Oh, that's interesting. You know, it's very, if you take it to its simplest form, is they were not interested in stopping slavery, they actually wanted to expand it.
Right, right. And it was an expansion program.
Yeah, it was an expansion program.
And it see many free people.
Yeah, it's like, you know, if we whip you, you know, we're not going to get as much production out of you. But if we make you think it's you're free, then you have a semblance of some type of ownership, and so therefore you can actually go out here and work twice as hard, but you still end up with the same amount of money, but you actually think that you're actually doing it.
Exactly. There's nothing better than a slave who thinks he's a free man.
I think it was brilliant on their part. I mean, it's amazing. And there's a concept I would like to run the ground. I haven't found the documentation to this, and I'd be very open to seeing it on your website if you have it.
Well, I would like an opportunity to back this conversation up just a little bit when we were talking about the collapse of the Whig Party and Lincoln becoming a Republican. I've read accounts where the Republican Party actually had it was actually created in a communist commune in one of the northern states. I want to say Minnesota or Wisconsin, but I can't remember which one it actually was. It's been a long time since I even thought about this, but you called it to mind for me. That might be something that you would want to look up, because I think that a lot of people in the Republican Party, because they are indeed moving more so every day toward being fascist in reality, totalitarians in simplistic talk, they ought to be aware of where their roots are. Some of them might be embarrassed.
Golly, if they're not embarrassed about the Republican Party today without delving deeper, I don't know where their shame is, Jerry.
Well, I have seen really good people get caught up in all the hubbub, and just the experience of being associated in the with the Republican Party, because they're locked into that myth that they're actually accomplishing something. You know, that grassroots stuff that the Republicans are always touting, that they're a grassroots operation.
Yeah,
they're no more grassroots than crabgrass. They really
are.
You
know, England did the same thing to Scotland and Ireland. You know, they conquered Scotland. Then they went over and a little while later they conquered Ireland. Then they said, well, you know, we don't want them fighting at us. So what we'll do is we'll take half the population of Scotland, place them on Ireland, and then give them a common foe to fight, and we'll collect the rent. You know, that's what they're doing to us by dividing our country up with this race type of whoredom, what they're doing with the Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, and then you got Albert Pike, who started the KKK, but there's actually ties back to him, to the Rothschilds. And you wonder, you know, they start these little groups to foment this division in this country, and we can't get united behind anything. And so therefore they can just take advantage of us.
Well, that's the way it was with slavery. I mean, middle class and poor people didn't own slaves. They couldn't really afford it. And then you have these big old plantation owners that are propagandizing how blacks aren't that smart. They couldn't make it anyway. They're going to be a problem if we let them all go. Everybody gets sucked into this. And Georgia goes from being where slavery was illegal, you couldn't bring a slave into the state, to being mass slave owners, slave owners owning thousands upon thousands of slaves. And then poor whites being conscripted to man the roads to protect the quote-unquote property of the wealthy. It's the same game that's always been. It's the rich amassing power by creating a population of willing slaves that suck in and buy their agenda and become the very people who lead the forefront of defending the perspectives and the domains of the wealthy. There's nothing new here.
And the big charade today that constitutes this very same false battle, you know, is the political process, the Republican versus the Democrats, the left versus the right versus the wrong. You know, it just seems as though we'll suck up to anything if it makes us feel good about ourselves. And they're using that propensity of humankind, I guess, against us. And they're doing it admirably, and it's held up for how long now?
Yeah, exactly, okay. Jerry. And you know, the other day, some of my friends involved in this, involved in the Republican Party in Georgia, are just totally up in arms about who's going to be the state whore to the Republican Party. And, you know, I was kind of like, you people need to lighten up. And I have news for you. God isn't a Republican. And somebody said, well, I know he's not a Republican, but he's sure as hell isn't a Democrat. And I'm like, really? Oh, my goodness. Are we going to feel self-righteous about our Republicanism as being so much better than
it's nearly a religious persuasion, dear.
Nearly.
Oh, yeah, I would love to see David Dees do a little article up here where he shows Christ in the middle looking up, and he's at a ballot. Which one would Christ choose, the Sadducees or the Pharisees?
You mean how would Jesus vote?
Yeah.
And then the
Democrats are the Pharisees, the Republicans are the Sadducees, and Rome played the middle, you know.
Well, something that I just want to throw up when I see is a cross draped in an American flag. And one of my friends had posted a picture of this, and I said, where's the Save Israel pendant?
Well, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for taking my call. And I do have Jenny, I was the one that emailed you. I don't think that I've emailed you before. I think you may have got me mixed up with someone else.
Do you have the traffic ticket?
Yeah, I have a traffic ticket, and I've got a court date on the 11th. I actually went to court already in the city of Lawrenceville.
Yeah.
And I stood on grounds of jurisdiction, and I gave a notice and demand on by special appearance, and this was about a month or so ago. And you know, you can't go by what they say in court because they try to make you look really stupid. But I had the clerk so frustrated; he was hollering and telling me to sit down and just over and sit down. And he went up there to his big law book and started thumbing through it, and just sweat dripping off of him. And he there was no way he could actually contain his anger. He was so upset, and I was really intimidated because, you know, you're made to feel that way. Mm-hmm. When you go in there, and there's people being charged $600 and $800 for going 20 miles an hour over the speed limit, and then the judge has the audacity to say, "I don't care, I do not care one iota why you can't pay today. I don't care how your cat died. I just want to know, can you pay today? And if you can't," and then he stopped, and then he said, "Well, I would just advise you to pay." And this poor girl that got up, she was, I think it was her third time that she actually got caught for going 15, 20 miles an hour over the speed limit. He charged her $800, and she was just shocked. And he said, "Can you pay?" And she said, "No." And he said, "Well, just line up over against the wall. You get a year's probation."
And instead of $800, or you got to pay the $800 and probation?
Oh, $800 and probation. And then everybody started getting their purses and wallets out. You know, that was a marching order. Okay, either you're going to get a year's probation or you're going to pay. And that's how they intimidate people.
Oh, it's totally intimidation. And I would urge you, now, do you have a jury trial or what happens on the 11th?
Well, it was an arraignment. And from what I can understand, all arraignments are nothing but what I call they're gatekeepers. The arraignments is to get you to plea and get yourself out of the common law, and so they can have a legal line of documents that show that they did everything right, even though they're defrauding you. They're saying, "Come on in. I want you to come in to the Roman civil law side and come on out of there and sign your rights away. Because if you plead guilty, not guilty, nolo contendere, on the bottom of the page where you sign, it says that by signing this, you give up all of your rights."
Mm-hmm.
And I just simply wouldn't plead. I said, "I'm not pleading. I'm not signing that. And I have a special appearance, and this is my notice demand." He says, "Well, we're not going to accept that." And he turned around and said, "Well, how in the world do you think that you can have a special appearance? And from my understanding of a special appearance, you have to be under duress." And I said, "Well," I said, "I wasn't going to actually come to court because this ticket didn't apply to me, but when I noticed on the back there would be actually a warrant put out for my arrest. And so if I didn't come, then therefore that would have taken away my liberty because you would have sent police officers out here."
You're under threat.
Yeah, Right. I'm under threat. My liberty's gone. And then if I would have resisted an unrighteous arrest, then I would have been tased or shot and killed. So there's my life. And when I do come to court, you're going to extract some type of fine from me. So there's my property. So in essence, you violated all three of my rights.
Okay. Let me ask you this. When you done any sort of motions in the court? Because it would be interesting to see the affidavit. Once a police officer in the state of Texas, anyway, a citation is not enough. A citation is worthless in a courtroom. It cannot be offered as evidence of guilt. It cannot indicate guilt, and so on and so forth. So the officer has to go down to the court and sign a truth affidavit against you. Hang on, we got to cut away to a break. This is great stuff, though. Don't go anywhere. This is Freedom Frenzy. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, welcome back to Freedom Frenzy. You know, I remember being 15 years old and sitting in a state drug awareness class so that I could get my license to drive. And apparently the state rules were such that unless I took this drug awareness class, I couldn't get my driver's license. And I had no idea what a joint was when I joined this class. And I remember being outraged as a 15-year-old that I would be forced to take this class and told in my mind filled with all this data about drugs that I had no previous awareness of. And so that began my hatred for unlawful civil government right there. But, Kurt, you're in Georgia, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and so you've decided to cling to the jurisdictional issue at this point. What was the citation given for?
A seatbelt violation.
Oh, doesn't that make you so angry? My blood is already boiling. Okay, when you go to your arraignment, you ought to be able to submit a motion for discovery. And what you should get a hold of is the affidavit that was signed against you. Because
just ask for all the information they have pertinent to your case.
Yeah, you gotta.
What they do is they take you in and get you to sign that you're entering in the court system. Then you got to go to the clerk first and get your pleadings. And so before you can get before the judge, you know, you've got to argue with the clerk.
You don't have to get before the judge. You can just go to one of the court clerks. You can do this ahead of time for your arraignment because then they'll already have the documentation and they'll be required to give it to you. Don't submit a motion for discovery in the courtroom. Just go down to one of the clerks, one of the cashiers, and tell them you just want to submit a motion for discovery and have them stamp it. You can also go to the police department's open records office and do an open records request. According to Texas law, if you do an open records request, you have to get the data within 10 days. Otherwise, the official is in all sorts of hot water, but only if you know how to prosecute. That might be the case in Georgia. I've done open records requests, but timing didn't really matter that much for the ones that I did there, so I don't remember what the law is. But you need to do the motion for discovery because that way you can inspect the affidavit. And it's to your benefit if the affidavit is improperly signed and not signed by the officer. That's a very damning piece of evidence because then it becomes an official proceeding based on a false affidavit, which in Texas is a third-degree felony. I don't know what it is in Georgia. So I would recommend that you at least do that before you show up in court for your arraignment on the 11th.
I appreciate that.
If you need an example, what I have is for the Texas Constitution, and in the bottom portion of my motion for discovery, I put toward the end, in support of this motion, the defendant would show that the items and information requested are within the exclusive control and custody of the state. The items are not privileged, and that absent such discovery, the defendant's rights under Article 39.14 Texas Code Criminal Procedure, Article 1, Section 10 of the Texas Constitution, and so on and so forth, the 4th, 5th, and 6th Amendments of the United States Constitution will be violated. By doing that and citing the 4th, 5th, and 6th Amendments, later on as you go through this process, because it's going to take a long time, they're going to keep pushing off your trial and the whole nine yards, everything, because they're not going to know how to deal with you. You will probably at some point want to sue in civil court for damages. And of course, the Fifth Amendment, the last line of it is if your life, liberty, and property are suspended on some level, you have to be compensated for that suspension. And that's where the damages issue comes through. So you really want to do this motion just so you have documentation. And anytime you're dealing with a bureaucratic entity, I find you can never have too much paperwork.
Great. Thank you so much.
Write down everyone you talk to because you might be needing to put them on the suit in civil court.